Amen and amen, amen. And we decree and declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord right now. We decree and declare clarity over our lives and the lives of your people even now. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day, even now. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families, even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us and your people and family, even now. We decree and declare divine connection, even now. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives, even now. We decree and declare fruit bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you move, live, and have our being right now. We decree and declare right relationships take place right now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround is taking place right now. We decree and declare the double portion is happening right now. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Lord, keep us in our coming and in our going. We decree and declare elevation and a promotion over the lives of your people this day. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making creative ideas happening right now in the minds of your people. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind even now. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now through us. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people even now. We decree and declare the pour out of a blessing even now, so that we may not have room yet to receive it, even now. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. And we thank you, Father. Prophetess, let's go ahead and open up the lineup so we can open up in our heavenly language.
I don't know who should be that. And Father God, we thank you now, for we know that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for this opportunity to just come before you humbly and give your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor that it's due, Father God. For we know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the finisher of our work. Father, we thank you now for what you're doing in the lives of our leadership. We thank you for touching, Father God, all of our archbishops, all of our bishops, all of our pastors. We thank you for touching all of our elders, Father God. We thank you for touching all of our ministers, all of our deacons, Father God, all of our reverends, Father God. We thank you for touching. Right now, I want to lift up the members of the Company of Prophets, Father God. I want to lift up each and every caller, Father God, that's on this line. I want to lift up even those that are not on this line, Father God. Begin to create a hedge of protection around them, Father God. Right now, Father God, we begin to thank you, Father God, and we decree and declare healing, wholeness, and completion, even over the lives of your people, Father God, that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to thank you now for favor around jobs, Father God, favor around employment, Father God. I want to thank you now for favor around family, Father God. I want to thank you now for covering all of our elders, Father God. Continue to heal and bless them, Father God. I want to thank you for touching every mother, touching every father, touching every grandmother, every grandfather, every daughter, every brother, every sister, every son. Father God, I want to thank you now for what you're doing, Father God, even in the hearts of your people, Father God. Thank you for turning the heart of the Father back to the Son and the Son back to the Father. Father God, I want to thank you now, Father God, for the increase of the Lord that you continue to surround us with. Father God, I want to thank you, Father God, even now for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending your Son, Father God. I want to thank you for Calvary even now, Father God, for we know that Calvary covers it all, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for your will and for your way being done on this line today in the lives of your people, Father God. Continue to be a way, Father God. Be a way maker even for those that are lost, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for finding even those that are missing. And we'll be so grateful, Father God, to just give your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor that it's due. Thank you for your everlasting grace, your everlasting peace, your everlasting mercy, your love, your kindness, Father God, that you continue to abound to us. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, and ye that hope in the Lord. Father God, this day we thank you for this time coming together. We thank you, God, for we hope, for our hope is built on you, Father God. In this day, Father God, we thank you for right relationships, Father God. We thank you for blessing our children, Father God, as they go to and from school. Cover them and protect them in this hour, Father God. We decree and declare healing in the minds of your people, Father God. I bless your name, God. We thank you for there is no foreclosure in this hour. There's no foreclosure, period. Thank you for restoration of lost things, Father God. Lost people, Father God. Thank you for touching the mindset of the elderly, Father God. Strengthen them and bring back your blessings and glory to them. Thank you for new opportunities and new networks, Father God. As we go in doors of opportunity, may we have favor with men in your name, Father God. We thank you for favor in travel, Father God.
And every passport, Father God, is anointed and will have favor to and fro, coming and going, Father God. We decree and declare in the mindsets of the government officials, Father God, that they're turned around and working in behalf of your people, Father God, for your glory, Father God. We thank you for restoration and restoring, Father God, the things and the people that are lost in this hour. And Father God, we thank you for even those who are awakened to move on behalf of other people, Father God. Bless them and strengthen them in this hour, Father God. And everybody that's associated, that's on this line, Father God, you know their names. Touch their hearts, Father God. Touch their families, Father God. Healing, prosperity, deliverance, salvation, Father God. We give your name the praise and thank you for our leaders assigned to us in this hour. We give your name the praise and the glory. Amen.
Heavenly Father, which art in heaven,
amen,
Lord God,
Father God, we thank you.
Praise your holy and righteous
Regina.
God. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Father God, we want to thank you, praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. We want to thank you for this hour, Lord God. We decree and declare healing, Lord God, upon special people, oh dear God, Deborah Patterson, Lord God, and Marie Jones, Father God, that you will heal them, Lord God. We see them healed, complete, and whole, Lord God. For, Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. And, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just providing a hedge of protection around our families, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just blessing marriages, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for our spiritual parents, oh Father God, the Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, for just giving us this space to stand in, oh dear God, to pray before your people, Lord God. We want to bless those that are listening, Father God, that their households will be anointed afresh, oh Father God, that you will give them a new right, due right spirit in their heart and in their minds and in their souls, Lord God. But Lord God, you said in Psalms 91, oh dear God, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Father God, I want to thank you for being my Lord and my shepherd, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just giving us right relationship. Thank you for the company of prophets as we continue to globalize the prophetic, oh Father God. Thank you for the fivefold ministry, Lord God. Thank you for our leaders that are leading this world, oh dear God. Bless him afresh, oh dear God. Give him new innovative ideas, oh dear God. Give him a mind that's right with you, Lord God. In your precious son, we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we for the powerful words of prayer that are coming across these airways, Father. Lord, let them continue to vibrate far and wide, Lord. And we just thank you for the company of prophets, Lord, and the gathering that is here today. Lord, we thank you for blessing every single life that is present on this call and connected to this phone call, Lord. Lord, we stand humbly, Lord, in gratitude for the leadership that you have blessed us with, Lord, and Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the opportunity to continue to learn through them, Lord, and to be a to the ministry, Father. Lord, we thank you for each and every area, Lord, that you have called us to serve, whether it's through prophecy, Lord, whether it's through prayer, through giving, Lord, through mentorship, Lord. We just thank you for increasing our confidence in those areas, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to serve in the kingdom of God, Father. We just thank you for, Lord, the networking and the skills that you give to us as a result of the service, because we know through service comes leadership, Father. We thank you for growing us up into leadership, Lord, letting us be strong examples to our children, Lord. We thank you for all the children, Lord, that are connected to this phone call, Lord, as we mature into this school year, Father. We, Lord, continue to bless their grades, bless their minds, bless their academics, Father. We thank you for just the families, Lord. Continue to bless the families, Lord. Continue to bless the nation, Father. And, Lord, keep us in a sane space, Father. And, Lord, if we have to war, Father, Lord, let us always come out the victor, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you that you are mighty to save and that you are the hope, Father God, of the nations. We thank you, Father God, that you heal the brokenhearted and, God, that you bind up their wounds. We thank you, Father God, that you hear the prayers of the righteous because they prevail of much. As we begin to pray for one another, Father God, and we pray for everyone on this phone line, God, we ask for new grace. We ask for new mercies. We ask you, Father God, to teach us how to come into your presence and how to know you, God, and how to be satisfied that knowing that you will supply all of our needs, God, according to your riches and glory. Father God, we pray for our leadership, Father God, in the churches, Father God, in Zoe Ministries, Father God. We pray for delegated authorities, God. We pray for even, God, our pastors around the world, Father God, as they're preaching the gospel, Father God. We pray, Father God, for our government, God, and we pray, Father God, for our president, Father God. We pray that the Holy Spirit, Father God, will woo them, Father God, into the presence of God, and that, Father God, you will place your people in key positions and place them in positions, Father God, where the word of God will go forth and the prophetic utterances, Father God, will bring change to a nation, God, and, Father God, to a country and to a city, and, Father God, even to our personal homes, God. We pray for healing of our minds, our bodies, and our souls, God. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. We trust your word, God. We believe that your word will never return unto you void. We ask for increase this night, God. We ask for faith, increase in our finances, God, increase in good health, God, increase, Father God, on every side, God, because we are victorious and we are more than conquerors and we are overcomers. We thank you, Father God, that we overcome by the word, and Father God, your word is true, your word is alive, and we ask that your word will pierce the hearts of the people, Father God, and that as they leave this phone line, they will leave different, God, each and every night, Father God. Lord, we ask that you give them dreams and visions, Father God, that you give them, Father God, new ideas and fortify them, Father God, in good health and fortify them in strength, God, to implement every dream, every vision, every aspiration, Father. We thank you in advance, God, for all that you've done, all that you're about to do, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are, Father God, Jehovah God, Jireh God. You are our provider, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you all honor belongs to you this night, God, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our workplace. Have your way in our communities. Have your way in our school systems. Have your way in our governments and transportation, Lord God. We just come in that you would have your way, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will cause all things to be good for those who love you, Lord God. So we continue to stand on your word, stand on the prophetic word, Lord God, that has been spoken into our lives. Lord, and we pray that as we come into great manifestation in this season, Lord God, that we will continue to give you all the glory and praise. Lord, we thank you for the blood that covers us each and every day. We thank you for the blood that allows us to experience increase. We thank you for the blood, Lord God, that allows us to have foresight. We thank you for the blood, Lord God, that allows us to multiply. Lord, we thank you for the blood that covers us in all things, in all areas of our lives. And we thank you for the anointing that continues to flow through us, Lord God. We pray that you would continue to use that, Lord God. Open our minds, our hearts, Lord God. May you increase our wisdom to see the deeper things of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing that we cannot do, Lord God, when we are with you, we stand in agreement with you. So, Lord God, I pray that in this season, Lord God, that as you move us into the harvest season, Lord God, that we remember, Lord God, the sacrifice. We continue to sow, Lord God, so that we may reap, Lord God, not just the harvest, but the cream of the crop, Lord God. And so we thank you even now, Lord God, for everything that you've done and continue to do. Lord, I pray for our leaders. I pray for our shepherds. I pray for those that you've called, Lord God, to minister into the lives of your people. I pray, Lord God, that your word would continue to flow through them like never before. That we would bring hope to the hopeless, Lord God. We thank you for being victorious in your name. Amen and amen.
Father God, thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Thank you for this midnight call. Thank you, Lord, for love. I decree love. I decree prosperity for this, for the people of God. I decree health. I decree for weeping men, though for a night, but joy come in the morning. Praise you, Lord, for you are worthy to be prayed. And I thank you, Lord, for healing. Healing for those who need it, and healing for those who are sick. Healing of the soul and of the heart. Thank you, Lord. I decree prosperity for this nation. I decree prosperity in health. I decree haste of protection for the elderly. Watch over them who cannot defend themselves, Lord. Protect them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord, for the president. Donald Trump, I thank you for giving him wisdom. I thank you for giving him guidance. For you are choosing him for us, for him to be present for us. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a creator, our Father. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for those who are lonely. I thank you for watching over the homeless. And for putting a protection over them, feeding them, not only with food, but with your word. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I thank you, Father God, for this time to come together and in unity, God, in unity and prayer. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayer. Thank you for covering us. Lord, thank you for your protection, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, for your provisions. God, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for teaching us and guiding us, for guiding our footsteps. Lord, I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, each and every listener, regardless of where they are, God. Touch them, strengthen them. Have mercy on them, God. Heal them and protect them. Look upon the elderly. Look upon your children. Look upon those who are suffering, even in Puerto Rico, God. We ask you to just continue to allow the forces that be, help them. Help that country, God. Help that island, God, and all the Caribbean islands, and anyone else who is still suffering from the devastating effects of the hurricanes and fires out in California, God. Bless your people, God. Strengthen them. Heal them. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Thank you, God, that liberty and righteousness is our crown of pride, oh God. God, we thank you, God, that all committed to authority and governance be graced with wisdom, with your wisdom, O God, and direct their ways, keeping them spotless from the world, God, unspotless from the world, God. Thank you, God, for that, O Lord. And we thank you, God, that you are our light, God, and our love and our foundation, God. God, we want to thank you, Lord, for the right divine relationship. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for continue to keep your marriage full of love and strength and holy and keeping them holy and deathless, God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for all the leaders all over the world, all the leaders of your church, our leaders, God. And we want to thank you, God, for directing their lives and keeping them strong and blessing them also to direct the lives and help the life of your people, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea and keeping us safe, oh God, wherever we may be, God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us mindful of your presence and love, oh God. And we thank you, God, for bringing us home safe and sound each and every day, God. And we thank you, God, to continue to be with the sick and shut in, Lord. Thank you, God, for comforting them and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, so, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all around us, God. And we thank you again, God, for protection in our community and for peace that passes all understanding. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, O Lord, in your mighty and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, as we gather together and come boldly before your throne, I thank you, Lord, for giving us this space to show our reverential fear unto you. For fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And as you continue to order our steps and go before us to make the crooked path straight, I thank you for being our guiding light as we continue to spread our wings like eagles and soar like never before, Lord. Lord, I thank you for giving us your peace that surpasses all understanding. As you continue to pour out your grace and mercy that surely endure forevermore, Lord, I thank you for your grace that is sufficient for all of us on this line. And as you continue to guide us and lead us and protect us and provide for us, Lord, I thank you for the turnaround and the shifting that is taking place for those who are in the state of California. Thank you, Lord, for calming the fires. Thank you, Lord, for keeping your hedge of protection and safety around Prophet Darlene Gray and her family, Lord. And thank you for everyone who is being calmed in this moment of travail. And, Lord, I thank you for your peace and your love and your favor for everyone as well. And thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, as you continue to move through them with the vision that they have to globalize the prophetic vision among the world. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, our rock, in you we trust, our shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower, our refuge, and our Savior. We thank you for saving us from violence. We thank you, Lord, that the blessings are upon us. But violence cover the mouth of the wicked. Violence cover the witch and the warlock. Violence cover those that are trying to release violence unto us. We reroute and send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against your people in judgment is already condemned. Lord, we reroute every negative prayer prayed. We reroute every curse that's dispatched. We reroute every spirit of terrorism and violence, and we thank you for safety, restoration, and repair, for violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders, but thou shalt call our walls salvation and our gates praise. We thank you, Father God, that you restore that which has been violently taken away. Thank you, Lord God, for the restoration and repair, Lord God, from the hurricanes and from the tornadoes, from the violent surge of the ocean, from the violent fires, Lord God. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for your angels of mercy being dispatched even now. Amen. To restore, rebuild, and repair. For you have anointed us, amen, to bring good tidings. You anointed us to repair and restore the desolate places. You've anointed us to bind the broken heart, Lord God. Dispatch your angels of mercy and compassion in these areas, Lord God, that we may be a help to those who are suffering, Father God. Anoint us for service. Give us a heart for service in the name of Jesus. And we bless you as you move in the midst of everyone that's on this call, that you're touching every home that's represented, that you're blessing every family that's represented, that you're blessing every marriage, every child, every elder. We bless our leadership and we strengthen their hands in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless our elders, our parents, Lord God, to renew their strength as the eagle. We thank you for advancement. We thank you for promotion. We thank you for elevation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Arise, O God, and let thy glory be revealed. Arise, O God, and touch every individual that's on this call on this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, and we thank you, Father, that you're perfecting everything that concerns us, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for provision. We thank you, Lord, for safety, and we thank you, Lord, for protection. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we navigate through this day, Father, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will make right connection, godly connection. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're ordering our footsteps, Father. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we will make right decisions. We will make right choices for your glory and for your name's sake. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will move in our lives in a supernatural way, Father. And, Father, I pray, Lord, that every need has already been met according to your riches and glory. We pray, Father, that your people will rise up and be a living witness, a living example for your glory and for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. And we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, thank you once again for joining us on this prayer call. We know that this is the season, this is the time that God is calling us together in the unity of the Spirit to come together and to pray. So we just want to acknowledge every one of you and say thank you for being a part. So I'm going to decrease so that the announcement can come forth in the name of the Lord. Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, powerful prayer on this morning. Thank you all for joining us on the Midnight Cry. Tomorrow is going to be a powerful, powerful day. Tonight, join us for the Midnight Cry as we are going to have the next generation, the younger prophets, the younger people of God that want to go ahead and utter their voices and lift them up in prayer. So come on, people of God, come on and come on the line and support the next generation on tonight. Amen. And then 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, we are going to be here with our teaching from the Master Prophet, from out of the book, Prophet in the Marketplace. So I want to encourage you to join in 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on this line. And then 12 noon Eastern, we have Checkup from the Neck Up every Friday, and you want to be a part of that. So join here 12 noon on this same very line. And then at 8 p.m. sharp, we have our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of the Master Prophet, and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan will be going into powerful teaching and prophetic practices and moving in the Spirit. So I want to encourage you to join us at 8 p.m. And then, of course, tomorrow evening, 11:50, 12 to midnight, join us for our Midnight Cry right back here as we will be getting started with the next generation opening their mouths and lifting up the name of Jesus in prayer. God bless you all. Love you all to life. Thank you so much for being here. And let's make today a powerful, power-packed Friday. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany. I believe you said it all, and I just want to just concur and echo the fact that we just want to be in full force on tomorrow, which is actually today, so that's tonight, amen, and bring your young people, amen, let them be blessed by our young people, and amen, continue to spread the news on your Facebook pages, advertise. Some of you are doing it, some of you are not, and I want to encourage, amen, to promote, because there's great need out there, and the prophets are praying. God bless you.
Bless you, family. Good night. Love.